Yeah.
Tyrell, this is Jamie Lau. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm trying to speak with you just to sort of, you know, we have.
See, on that, it's been so many years. I don't want to say stuff that I don't really remember. And what I told you last time, I'm sorry that I don't remember that much, but all I remember is what Kenny told me. That's it. That's all I remember.
Who asked you to give the statement?
Nobody asked.
Okay. So how did it come that you gave the statement?
Well, Bowman was my friend, too, you know. And it was wrong, and that's how I got involved. It wore on me what somebody was saying, and I just, you know, just basically felt like I had an obligation to make it right if I knew anything about it, if somebody told me, and that's what he, and that's what I done.
Which Bowman was your friend?
Say what?
What Bowman was your friend?
Sean.
Sean was your friend?
Yeah.
And did Sean go by the name, what nickname did Sean go by?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've known Sean for since I was a little younger.
Who was present when you gave your statement to the police?
Nobody.
No one?
Just him.
Just who?
Just detective. What's his name? Just detective. I don't even remember his name, man. Something. I think it starts with an S. Sprinkle something.
Okay. Detective Sprinkle. Did you know Detective Sprinkle before you gave this statement?
No.
No?
No.
When was it that Kenny first told you that he was involved in the Bowman homicide?
He told me that, let's see. I was at home at night. Somebody knocked on the door, and it was him.
Okay.
And I lived in Pisgah Apartments, and he said, I need somewhere to stay tonight. I said, all right, come in. He smoked a blunt and downstairs, and I told him, don't do that. So I had kids. I'll never forget that. And the next morning, I woke up. I was like, what's up? I said, what's up? What are you going to do today? He's like, I ain't doing shit. I'm staying in. I was like, well, what's up? And that's when he started telling me shit about that damn robbery and ended up somebody getting killed, obviously.
Was anybody else with him when he came to your place?
No. No.
And how many nights did he stay with you?
Just that one. The next day, I believe he went to one of his girlfriend's house. I don't know if she's a girlfriend, but he was sure messing around with her. Her name was Tiffany.
So no one else was present when he came over to your place?
No.
And you were in Piscaview at that time?
Yeah. And also, most of them that was Detroit and Kenny lived over in PVA, Piscaview Apartment.
And who Kenny tell you, what Kenny tell you? Can you tell me again what Kenny told you?
I really don't remember. All he said was it didn't supposed to go like that.
When we were there?
And he was saying that...
What else did he say?
I don't know. I just went to the... Said we walked up. He said, man, we got there, man. He said it all was going good. He said Detroit started getting pistol happy and said they knocked on the door and said he wouldn't open it or whatever and that they thought he had a gun. Well, Detroit did. So, and I guess that's when it happened. I don't remember like every little detail, but I remember some.
So what do you remember? Who'd he say was the shooter?
Detroit.
He told you Detroit was the shooter?
He said Detroit shot, but man shot also. I don't know how Kenny did shoot. I know that. I don't know how he got. I don't really know much, but my son's sick as a dog. I'm trying to tend to him to stay out of work today.
Well, we're trying to get down exactly what you know.
What I've told you is all I can remember. I won't make up a lie or nothing. I'll just tell you what I remember. It's been so many years, and I haven't really thought about it at all. I try to let it go out of my head, you know. Both of them go on both ends. All of them, Kenny, Sean are my friends. They were my friends, and Kenny and Sean were also good friends too. And I don't understand how that happened. You know, it kind of broke my heart. He was a good dude. I mean, he done what he done, but he don't deserve to die either. That's how I felt about it.
Are you sure it was Piscopio Apartments that Kenny told you that he committed this crime in?
Yeah. I said, he was at my house that next morning. That's what he said. He said he didn't supposed to go like that. He was mad on a hog. No food.
When you gave a statement to the police, you said they came to your house on Jordan Road in Swannanoa.
I did.
You did. That's what your handwritten statement says. Why is that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I was in Pittsburgh when Kenny come over. I moved to Jordan Road after that. That's where I was living, but he never come there.
Mm-hmm. You also?
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tend to my son a second, man. He's bad sick. Can you call me back around lunch and I'll talk to you a little more or something?
Yeah, I can call you back around lunch.
Yeah, because I was living in Jordan Road when I got to prison, but I had moved from Pittsburgh at that time.
Can I ask you a couple more questions, just a couple more? Can you tell me what Kenny looks like?
Yeah, he did have missing teeth. He did have a gap. I like missing teeth in the mouth. He probably, he had a thing for dreads and braids. He's probably got dreads now, I don't know. He might have had his teeth fixed or something by then, but he...
How was his hair being worn at the time?
He had braids, I'm pretty sure, long ones.
And how would you describe his skin color?
Like a pecan. Pecan, he ain't dark, but he's brown.
What?
Darkish brown.
What about Sean? Will you describe Sean to me?
Put it over there.